Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, as we take a look at the grain markets first, we just kind of keep slipping lower as we go through the morning. A little pressure here. What is the reason behind the pressure in the grain markets today?
You know, I'm sure you'll hear a lot of pundits say that this is because of positioning for Thursday's USDA quarterly stocks report. And it is true that those reports on September 30th are known for their surprises, certainly. But I think there's something bigger at stake here, or what's happening. We saw some general support for the commodities overnight pushing higher. Yields on 10-year treasuries pushed up to about 1.57%, the highest we had been in several months. Inflation was the big talk at the time as Congress prepares to try to pass major spending bills, and that would create a lot of need then for those debt securities in order to fund those government programs and also support inflation. But the strength of the dollar continued to push higher and create some headwinds for those commodities, as we saw the VIX, or Wall Street's Fear Index, rise as well, trading to about 27 this morning. I've noticed over the years, of four decades I've been in this business, that anytime the VIX gets above 30, it's difficult for any commodity to sustain a rally unless it has a strong story. So you combine the rising VIX and the sell-off on Wall Street, money moving to the sideline. And outside of feeder cattle and lean hogs, which do kind of have a different story, most of the commodities came under pressure, both in the ags and the energies.
Well, speaking of livestock here, Arlen, I know hogs have expanded limits today. I don't think many people thought they would really use them, but kind of surprising we're not having a little more strength there, but I would guess it's probably tied to those other headwinds, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right on the money there, exactly. And feeder cattle, of course, like the cheaper feed prices, and hogs continuing to trade. That bullish quarterly hogs and pigs report that came out on Friday showing much smaller pig numbers, particularly for the farrowings for the summertime. And that means smaller numbers than expected for December and beyond. So that's why we're seeing the strength in those December and beyond contracts. But like you said, getting some headwinds from the selling in the other markets.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Coming up here this afternoon, we'll talk with the team at agmarket.net and recap the day's trade. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Tuesday, September 28th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.